Okay. The vote has just finished. There's still some coming back. I was looking over my notes during the break, Ms. Taylor, and I was really struck by one of your answers. I know the president said recently, he referred to our government as his government. He said, my government. Most of us always assume it's the government of all of us, not just of one individual. It's almost a monarchy kind of question, or kind of answer that he gave, although it may explain a lot of things. And then you said, I took an oath to the president, and I take that oath very seriously. Did you mean perhaps you took an oath to the Constitution?
Yes. Yeah, you're correct. I took an oath to the Constitution.
Did you take a second oath to the president?
I did not.
The answer was incorrect.
The answer was incorrect.
Thank you.
What I should have said is that I took that oath seriously, and I believe that taking that oath means that I need to respect and do respect my service to the president.
No, the oath says that you take an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States. That is your paramount duty. I know the president refers to the government as being his government. It's not. It's the government of the people of America. Your oath is not to uphold the president, nor is mine to uphold the Senate. My oath, like your oath, is to uphold the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Now, since the 2004 election, did you speak with President Bush about replacing U.S. attorneys? I know what you're trying to do, but
I appreciate your patience, but I'm trying to make a determination on deliberations versus what is a fact-based question. And so I guess you asked me if a fact-based question. I did not speak to the president about removing U.S. attorneys.
Did you attend any meeting with the president since the 2004 election in which the removal and replacement of U.S. attorneys was discussed?
I did not attend any meetings with the president where that matter was discussed.
Are you aware of any presidential decision documents since the 2004 election in which President Bush decided to proceed with a replacement plan for U.S. attorneys?
I am not aware of a presidential decision document.
And do you understand that your oath was to uphold the Constitution?
Let the record reflect that you were correct and I was wrong. What I was trying to say was that I have great respect for my president.
Yeah, and you said that in your opening statement,
yes.
And we understand that, and I would hope that anybody who worked at the White House would feel that way about whoever was president. Mm-hmm. But I also hope that everybody understands that it's a government of laws, not of people, and that the Constitution is preeminent over all of us in this country.
We agree on that.
Thank you. Now, when did you first become aware of the reports of Mr. Griffin's 2004 involvement as chief of communications for the Bush-Cheney campaign in a vote-caging scheme targeting largely African-American voters for removal from voter rolls in Florida and when he was in the campaign in 2004?
After the election in 2004, Mr. Griffin called me, visited with me about it and how upset he was about that somebody would make such an egregious claim against him. And that's when I first learned that he had been accused of it.
Were you aware of a vote-caging scheme targeting largely African-American voters in Florida?
I was neither aware of it and also don't believe that it occurred.
So you felt he had not been involved?
I believe that he was not involved. That is what I believe.
And you believe further that there had never been a vote-caging scheme in Florida?
I believe and am aware of nothing and don't believe that anybody who worked in a senior capacity for the president.
Not my question.
Would have engaged in any kind of activity.
Not my question, Ms. Taylor, and you're certainly knowledgeable enough to know that was not my question. Let me repeat it. Are you aware of any vote caging scheme targeting largely African-American voters in Florida?
I'm not aware of any. I do not believe there was one, and I'm confident
Not my question. You're not aware of any such scheme?
I'm not aware of any such scheme.
Okay, I'm going to give you a copy of a document numbered OAG1622. Are you familiar with this document?
I'm sorry, if I could have it. Yes, I've seen this document before.
It's a copy, so people understand who can't see it. It's a copy of a February 28, 2007 email from Scott Jennings to kr@georgewbush.com. White House counsel Fred Fielding, Kevin Sullivan, Dana Marino, and Kyle Sampson copied to you with the subject line NM U.S. Attorney Urgent Issue. Is that correct?
Yes, I see the document. Yeah.
It says urgent issue?
Yeah, it says urgent issue in the document.
Is kr@georgewbush.com a Republican National Committee email address to Karl Rove?
I understand that to be the case, yes.
You understand, or it is?
It is.
Thank you. This email describes a phone call your deputy, Mr. Jennings, received from Senator Domenici's chief of staff regarding David Iglesias' statement that two members of Congress contacted him before the election to urge him to bring indictments before the election, and one hung up on him angrily out of frustration over his answer. Was the information received in this email February 28th of this year new to you?
I have read the press accounts of this situation, and so I guess
prior to the seeing this email.
I remember getting this email, obviously at the time after this issue had blown up.
When did you first become aware of these contacts with Mr. Iglesias?
By the members?
Yes.
When I saw this email.
You had not heard anything about it before then?
To the best of my knowledge, when I saw this email was the first time I was made aware of the contacts by the members.
And were you aware of New Mexico Republican Party officials' complaints about Mr. Iglesias? Not the members, but Republican Party officials.
I can say that I was generally aware that many individuals in New Mexico, for whatever reason, did not think highly of this individual.
You were aware of New Mexico? Again,
I'm sorry.
Ms. Taylor, I'm sure we'll give you plenty of chance to follow up if you like, but it would make life a lot easier if you take the time to answer my question as I ask. Were you aware of New Mexico Republican Party officials' complaints about Mr. Iglesias?
I
should think that's an easy yes or no.
Well, I appreciate, Senator. I am mindful that I want to make sure that I have this right. I believe that I know that people were upset with him. I do not recall specific individuals, though, okay, necessarily.
When and how did you first become aware of these complaints?
I don't recall.
Do you know why Mr. Iglesias was asked to resign?
I don't know. I know what I've read in the newspaper.
When did you first become aware of reasons for his resignation?
I believe that I would have to go into sort of a White House deliberation process to answer your question, and I don't think that the...
Would it be safe to say by that answer it wasn't just from the news accounts?
Again, you are asking me to talk about a White House deliberation, and as I'm trying to make the determination between what is a fact-based question and what is a deliberation question, I'm doing the best that I can here.
We have two answers that appear to contradict each other, but I'm sure you have a chance to review the transcript and decide whether indeed they do. To me, they appear to. When and how did you first learn of a packet of information Mr. Rove sent to Mr. Sampson related to voter fraud in Wisconsin prior to the 2006 elections? My last question. Assuming you answer it.
I'm not sure that I recall that being ever the case. I don't recall that. I don't recall that he did that. Was that in the press?
I'm asking, did you ever learn of a packet of information Mr. Rove sent to Mr. Sampson related to voter fraud in Wisconsin prior to the 2006 elections?
I don't recall knowing about that.
We'll come back to that. Senator Spector.